There's a new type of fad that was in Calgary for a couple years, and it's been here for a while now. And it's called a Ninja Warrior Gym. And it's called a Ninja Warrior Gym because there's different obstacles in there, and one of the obstacles is called a salmon ladder. So basically what you do with a salmon ladder is you have a pipe that's about half a meter long, and it's detached. And what you have to do is you have to take that bar, and you have to jump with the bar 6 inches up to the next rung until you reach the top. You have to do that several times. So being an amateur ninja myself, I decided to try out this American Ninja Warrior Gym. And so I jumped on, and I was swinging. And I saw these guys do it on TV, so I thought it'd be easy. So I did it, and I was going up. So one, two, three, bang! And I missed the rung, and then I fell. I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. So I try again a second time, but I'm a little more afraid because you just don't want to fall, right? And so I try again, one, two, three, slam, and then I fall again. And so I try again for the third time, but right really in my mind, like psychologically, I'm like, I can't do this. And so I did it again, one, two, three, bam, and then I just barely got it, but I missed, and I fell on my back. Being a ninja warrior isn't easy. But the spiritual application for us is that sometimes the next rung on the salmon ladder of holiness seems beyond our reach. That no matter how many times we have tried to ascend the heights by our own power, we always seem to fall short. This feeling of falling short is very much on the mind of Peter today. Because in our readings, we hear that Jesus was having breakfast with Peter by a charcoal fire. The same charcoal fire that Peter had denied the Lord three times. And so, as Peter was eating there eating the fish, he could not help but think of his threefold denial of the Lord. But Jesus was allowing Peter to overcome that threefold denial with a threefold profession of his love. But watch carefully what happens. When Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me? In Greek, there's more than one word for love. And the word for love that's being used here is agape, which represents the self-sacrificial love of laying down one's life. Jesus uses the same word again in another context. He says that greater love has no man than this. Greater agape has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But notice how Simon Peter responds. He says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But does he use the word agape? No, he uses the word philos, which indicates the love of friendship, the love of affection. And so if we kind of put it in English, we'd be something like this. So Jesus is saying, Simon, son of John, will you lay down your life for me in self-sacrificial love? But it's as if Peter's saying, yes, Jesus, you know I'm your buddy. It doesn't have that same force. He's not responding with the same level of love that Jesus is asking of him. What happened to Peter? What happened to the man who did not turn away from the mystery of the Eucharist, but said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. What happened to Peter, the man who's willing to fight the soldiers to prevent Jesus from being arrested? The man who wanted to follow Jesus wherever he went, and at the Last Supper he said, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Peter desired to lay down his life, to have that agape love. But Peter, who tried to jump for the heights of sanctity by his own power, came face to face with his own human weakness during the passion of our Lord and fell flat on his back, and now he is afraid to be bold with his love. Are we not like Peter in so many ways? Like Peter, he's conscious of the weakness, as we are when we have denied the Lord through mortal or venial sin. We who have yearned for the heights of sanctity, of loving our neighbor and our Lord, yet we fall short. We, like Peter, know the frailty of our love, and we say to Jesus, Jesus, you know everything. You know how weak my love is. But Jesus looks at us as he did with Peter, and he looks at us with love, and he says, follow me. Follow me, even though your love is weak, because it is not by your love alone that you will love me. I will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who is the very love of the Father and the Son, the very love with which I redeemed the whole world, and it will be blazing in your soul, so that one day you too can love me with a greater love and lay down your life for me. Our tradition tells us that St. Peter was crucified upside down during the persecution of Nero. He who was unsure of his love became so confident by the power of the Spirit that he was willing to lay down his life. As we await the coming of the Spirit this weekend, this Sunday, may he fill our hearts with a greater love so that in jumping for the heights of sanctity, we may not fall short of the Father's arms.